This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Yeah, Frank here, he's got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's the...
billiard room.
Come on already. We call it the...
The Place to Be.
Yes, the Place to Be. The Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Ugh. Time to play the game!
No, you left me satisfied and smiling. So.
That's what she said!
So why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
Japanese band Oral Vampire produced a song called The Repo Man and used footage.
Oral Vampire, huh?
Or Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
What kind of show is this?
Sounds like some Twilight porn in Michael Vincent's collection there.
Oz went on to star in American Pie, of course, as the lacrosse player. Bismarck. No, was it Bismarck? Wasn't that
Liz Mark. Liz Mark. Mark.
No, who's the other guy I'm getting confused with?
Bismarck. Yeah, he dressed as North Dakota.
There's only one place where the big butts play, and that is in my extra queen size bed. Well, it just happens. What can you do?
Let's talk the fix.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. I was just curious. PTB Nation. Let me know what
you're
our
favorite. Opener.
To do worse than Josh Richter. Then I'm talking to Dub about who got a plan, who got a plot, who got, and who got shot. Cause everybody knows that he got the info. Crazy tunes hanging out the window. Foo, I got them bomb tapes, the lynch mob. Planet of the apes, I'm down with eight, and what's up?
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to the great episode of the one and only Place to Be podcast. Coming at you live here on this Labor Day Monday evening. And the summer has ended. Fall is upon us. Football starts this week. We are back inside the PTB Live Watch studios. You heard us do some SmackDown last Wednesday, but here we're back with the original mothership, and that is, of course, the Raw Watch. We are onto our ninth episode and tenth episode here tonight. But first, I'm going to go ahead and bring in my PIC, Scott Criscola. Scott, how you doing?
Good evening, JR. Good evening, Place to Be Nation. Welcome to episode number 331 of the Place to Be podcast. As we conclude.
Was your labor successful today? Did you?
Yes.
Go okay. Okay.
Yes, everything went fine.
Okay.
And I was able to draft my team too. Yes.
Oh, okay.
how was your extended weekend, JR?
That was fine. Had a wedding I went to, and then
saw that you had the sexy
recovery.
You had the sexy beige on Saturday.
Yes. Pimp jacket. Talk
to
the town, as always.
That's right, of course.
Live Raw watching tonight. Very excited.
Yes, absolutely. Even if it's better than what's on live on Raw.
Yes. One night we're just going to do that instead and to see if anyone notices. I'm sure they will, right?
3 hours?
I
would think so.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so why don't we not waste any time here, Scott? Why don't we bring our cadre of human beings in here, and we'll dive right into our festivities. First, let's bring in the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Steve Willey. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here. Ready to go. Watch another episode and send my kids to school tomorrow.
All right. We'll delve out some mullets. Mm-hmm. We also have with us, now you may have seen him pop up on your computer over the weekend a couple times. If you happen to download any pictures with a guy naked with a sheet mask and eating Reese's peanut butter cups, that means Jordan Duncan's iCloud was hacked, and you happen to download the pictures of him, Jordan. Is that true?
I actually wasn't hacked. I just wanted to go in a different direction.
You did it voluntarily.
Yeah, just uploaded it myself.
See, that's what happened. They saw yours, and they're like, wait a minute. There's a way we can just dig in and see everyone's like this.
Yep.
You're the trendsetter.
Yep, once again. Right. Hey, when do we start the Simpsons marathon?
Yeah, we should just go right through 12
I've
days.
I've already carved out 500 hours. For
We'll all take vacation, and we'll do 12 straight days of reviewing Simpsons episodes. How many hours in do you think that would get difficult? Like an hour?
Oh, well, I taped a lot of them, and I was like, I'm going to watch so many. And you watch two episodes, and even though they're funny, by the third one, you're like, okay, I need a break. So
It's been an interesting concept. Makes you wonder if more networks will try doing something like that, just carve out the time and try run through marathons that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, not many other shows are going to take up that much time either, so.
Right. Even if I find one that takes like 4 or 5 days, I'm curious if any will try it now after the success of that. So, I mean, they're pretty much going to Simpsons every night now because of how successful that was.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, speaking of successful, let's bring in the cowboy, Mr. Roger Morissette. Roger, how are you? All right, we're off to a good start with the cowboy.
You watching the Simpsons, I think.
I'm doing great. Sorry, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he's used to hitting the mute button with that crew he's got on the...
I had the mute going. I'm doing great. Hope everybody else has been looking forward to episode 9 for a few weeks now, so can't wait.
All right, we're ready to dive right in. So you can visit each and every one of these guys at PlacemanNation.com. They all have... even Jordan Duncan's got a regular piece now. We never thought we'd live to see the day, but... It is here, the Seinfeld rewatch. So we'll cover some of that stuff later in between shows. So, all right, we are all synced up with 1 second. The live Mid-Hudson Civic Center, Poughkeepsie, New York graphic is on the screen with all black. So if anyone wants to sync up and join with us, I'll count us in, and we will fire this off. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1. And as I did mention, we are inside the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie. We are outside of the Manhattan Center for the first time. Here in episode 9, and for the first time as well, Vince McMahon is not with us on commentary. We have Gorilla Monsoon in the lead position, and no Randy Savage either. We have Bobby Heenan and, Rob Bartlett dressed as someone, Steve Willey. Who's he dressed as?
He is dressed as not Vince McMahon. Yes. And he's almost looks like Ed Grimley. There's an 80s reference for you.
They haven't fired this idiot yet.
You know what he looks like is, what was the Lovitz character that was acting? Master Thespian.
Yes.
John Lovitz, yes.
So now, this was an interesting episode, because Jason Greenhouse was in attendance here, and he notified me about this. You can see here they're showing some graphics of snow. There was a major snowstorm on this evening, so some of the guys couldn't make it. I'm guessing that's where Vince and Savage were as well. So they had to kind of go on the fly to rebook some of the show and mix things up. So that's why I believe even one of the matches we get is not was advertised last week. I don't think we get to see here. So, yes, the Carter shuffle due to the major snowstorm.
I'm already annoyed by Rob Bartlett. He hasn't even said a word.
Yeah, I love Bobby's All-American Wrestling jacket, though. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Willie, I think you're in for a real treat with Bartlett doing his Vince McMahon the whole show. I remember this one quite vividly, actually. I think he gets pretty old pretty fast.
We just missed the ring girl wearing a wristwatch for some reason. And her bathing suit.
Make sure she keeps an eye on the time, you know, so she knows when went to hit her cues.
Time to eat is what I think she was looking for.
Time the buffet closes in the back.
One of the Rosati sisters.
What do you think catering is like at these early Ross? Not existent.
A six foot Subway, maybe, and
box of donuts.
Man, Heenan was wearing a swank satin All-American Wrestling jacket there.
I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's a tremendous jacket. I wonder if it was in the catalog. Probably not.
No, you got to work on the show to get something like that.
Yeah.
Here we are live inside the arena. We'll keep our eyes open for Mr. Greenhouse in the crowd. Here we go. That's great our first
mustache.
90s. Right there.
Raiders.
Mustache, mullet.
Raiders baseball jersey.
Oh, my God. Raiders baseball jersey, mullet, and mustache.
Yeah. And Raiders.
I see a threat right there.
It's going to be hard at the top.
Yeah. Yep.
There comes the bad guy.
How old would Greeny be at this point? This is 93, so about 20 years ago.
Yeah, so he was probably about 13. I think he's my age.
Is that kid wearing? Yeah. I'm trying to see what team that was.
Russ Greenberg.
Russ Greenberg.
Voguing for us.
I think that's got to be the leader in the clubhouse.
Oh, my God. We got flat top and extended rat tail right there.
Oh, yeah.
2 minutes in, we already have a winner, I think.
This is the greatest episode we've seen yet. This crowd is hot.
Look at these Poughkeepsie fans.
We have our 90s. We have our mullet locked up. We got great crowd. We're in for a treat here.
So Jersey's like the Wisconsin of Chicago, right? Jersey is, it's like an SAT question I'm going with. Jersey is to New York.
Okay, there we go. We were missing something there.
Yeah.
That guy looked like Joey Styles.
We saw Greenberg earlier, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. We've seen him before.
Yeah, I think it was the last time I was on.
I remember
bringing him with you.
Yeah.
Is he Taka and you're great Sasuke from...
it's actually in my contract.
You're the star, he's the jobber.
I only appear when Russ Greenberg shows up.
Ooh, tossed by the rat tail. Did you see that? Wow.
I'll tell you, if it wasn't for that Raiders guy, Greenberg would be up there for 90s. I mean, he was...
Right.
Let's get the whole package. Razor just working very crisp here tonight.
Very happy to be throwing a dude around.
There we go.
So this crowd seems pretty jacked, Willie.
What's that?
This crowd seems pretty jacked.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah, they are.
You can see the security guys. What are they, 11? the Hudson Civic Center guys or whatever.
Look at that guy right there. He's got Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shirt on. He's right behind, what the hell is he? Got a lot of 90s clothes tonight.
This is really exciting with the different looks.
You see the kid right there, the red, blue, and they keep cutting away. See him in the very left corner, red, blue, and yellow.
Yes.
Straight.
Oh,
yeah. That's cross colors.
I think he's in Color Me Bad.
Cross colors.
Color Me Bad, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, cross colors. I remember that brand.
Right next to the Bulls jersey.
Mm-hmm. Finally, we see a Bulls jersey. We hadn't seen in the first. Never mind, they were the defending world champions. Nobody wore Bulls jerseys the first.
Man, we got a lot of
look at that guy.
Tonight.
JR, he's got your Orioles hat on. Is that the guy right there? Maybe it's not an Orioles hat. Look like one.
Probably didn't quite have the Kukoc jersey at this point.
No.
You know, sleeper pick for the mullet might be our ref here.
I was just going to say that,
Kyoto?
Jordan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just gonna say that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Greenberg's gonna beat though. I gotta factor in the attitude Vogie gave when they announced his name.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Comes a nice choke slam from the bad guy.
You're right about Bartlett. He's way worse than he was even as Elvis. He's just talking incredibly fast.
It's interesting. It always interested me to see Gorilla like in these later years, dealing with some of the stuff. I mean, there's that like mysterious footage out there on YouTube where he was commentating like shotgun matches in 1999, hearing him call Attitude Era stuff and talk about Mr. McMahon and all those characters. But even here, to me, was starting to get a little weird, you know.
And he hadn't even, you know, with his son, that hadn't even happened yet. So he was still fairly jolly.
Yeah.
Oops, time for the edge.
Greenberg hasn't generated much offense in this one.
No, zero moves.
No.
And Razor's not going too easy on him. It's almost like we need to have a Steiner scale of stiffness.
I know, right?
It's like a 0.4 right now, but...
We'll see how stiff this Razor's edge is. Oh, look at those cameramen just focus right in on Bartlett. They're like right in the, two of them are like right in his face. Nice Razor's edge.
That's pretty solid. Yeah, Greenberg sold that well.
Yeah. That'll about do it here for this one. Pretty good squash. We've had our share of good squashes on the shows. That was a good one right there.
Yeah, Razor always had awesome signature moves. I was wondering, does anybody do the fallaway slam anymore? Titus O'Neil?
Maybe.
He's the only one I could think of.
I guess JBL was really the last one that used it consistently.
Yeah,
you'd think it'd be a pretty easy move to do.
Right.
I'd say he was even getting some subtle... He's getting some subtle face pops here.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely starting.
Yeah. Look at beautiful Poughkeepsie. Trying to say that with a straight face.
A lot of snow piled up. So that was a pretty late snowstorm, huh? March, what are we on? March 17th or whatever? March 16th?
15th. March 15th.
They're getting an above average ring card girl there for the first time in 9 weeks.
Yeah, she's looking very...
Hi, Phil. Sign for us. Oh, CM Punk's coming back. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, there he is. Hey, there he is.
Typhoon. Uncle Fred coming to the ring. Typhoon.
Yeah, huh?
There he is.
He always had a tight beard. I'll give him that. Wow, that was DDP at first.
Oh, my God. Like
L.A. Gore.
What is that? It's like an out-of-shape Van Hammer going on right there.
Yeah, jeez. Like Van Hammer crossed with DDP and a lot of baby oil.
I think they're sharp.
These are both real good mullets, both guys. L.A. Gore's got a good mullet. Good mullet on the guys getting their ass kicked tonight.
I think they might have saw him shoveling out front, and they're like, shit, we need a jobber guy. Let's go.
Yeah, he does look like he drives a public works truck.
Silas Young's uncle, maybe, or father?
He may get most 90s name, L.A. Gore.
L.A. Gore.
L.A. Yeah. Gore.
I wonder what the L.A. Hey,
he had a decent enough budget. He had L.A. on his boots, so he obviously wasn't one of those bad jobbers. He had his own boots.
Lame ass? You think that's what it stands for? Typhoon back in a big singles push here.
Yeah. Pretty good handlebar mustache there. Got some excellent facial hair this evening so far, and we're only, what, 11 minutes in? Oh, 8.5 minutes in. And we got...
Still...
No, I was about to say, just to conclude what you were saying, JR, about an exceptional Typhoon beard. We've got a great Raiders guy mustache, and now we've got a nice handlebar. So
they still pushing the Headlock on Hunger here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that had gone away by now, but
L.A. Gore's doing a little work here.
Yep.
More than Russ Greenberg.
I did a quick Google search of L.A. Gore, and he appears as late as 1997 on Shotgun. Wow.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. He's only got like five or six appearances total, but the fact that he's there in 97 is pretty surprising.
Yeah.
Maybe he drove like a ring truck or something.
Yeah. I wonder if it's a play on Al Gore. They just turned Al backwards. Was that?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I can't think that.
No, I
think it's more of a play off LA Gear.
Yeah, I see we see a guy with a Giants jersey. I'm not see that guy there on the left. I'm not sure who that is, but I don't know. 93. I don't know who that is. Although the Giants still had like their old jerseys with the red suplex in them. So yeah.
Gorilla Monsoon has said that the snowstorm literally crippled the entire East Coast.
Can't say I remember off the top of my head.
Ooh, that was not a pretty power slam.
No,
I do remember.
No.
This was my sophomore year in college, and I remember a couple of pretty decent sized snowstorms that year. I'm trying to get that guy. That looks like a Seahawks jersey, actually. I think I see the Seahawk logo on his sleeve.
Because the guy Giants to the didn't... left of the Ross sign, right?
Yeah, it looks like a Seahawks jersey because they. It looks like a modern-day Giant jersey, but they didn't go to those jerseys till like, 99 or 98.
Right.
So, but it might be a Seahawks jersey. Cause Steve Largent, maybe? L.A. Gore got smashed, L.A. splashed.
Though. That's it. Yep.
Ooh, that dreadful Taker t-shirt. Good luck. Good
nip,
God.
Nip slip there.
It's a frappening.
You got a Pippen jersey in the front row. You don't see that
too often these
days.
So, unless Weather Underground's historical data is wrong, Central Park, New York, on March 14th and 15th, just doesn't show a lot of snow, so I'm really confused.
Hmm. Could this have been taped? I mean, were they already taping?
I don't know. I thought it was live. Willie, can you do you know? I know you had looked it up.
You would think this is live since it's the first show there.
Right.
And then the next one we watch, if they are doing tapings, you would think the one we do after the break would be.
Sounds like an Andre Warrior type scam to me.
Is what I Go Pro is all about. Because Bret Hart's the last person I would think that would take any of that stuff. But
yeah, this was doing live.
Heenan was doing some shtick in the ring before they went to the commercial, just kind of browbeating the guy at ringside for giving him a proper cue.
Yeah, that was odd.
Am I on now?
They just showed him for 10 seconds, and then they went right away from him.
But is it possible Poughkeepsie got it and New York City didn't?
Could be.
Thanks, Jordan.
Well, you asked if it was possible.
I know. I appreciate it.
Sure. Okay.
And then Jordan would be my expert on the East Coast weather patterns.
All right. Here's what we came to see.
All right, yeah, there was nothing on the 15th.
I think that woman's eyebrows were thicker than any of the fur on Gonzalez's suit.
Were they cut into the girl kind of like they do with, like, is it Luger and Rick Rude?
Yes.
That's kind of what it looked like.
You know, we got a mullet watch right in the front row there, the guy with the white lettering on his shirt.
Yeah, what shirt is that?
I'm not sure. Oh, it's a Monday Night Raw shirt.
Wow.
But that mullet's in contention.
Oh, he's back to us, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Front and center.
That's pretty impressive.
When Harvey Whippleman's the cleanest looking guy on the show, you know there's trouble. nice gelled back hair, the little stash, groomed.
Not only do we have actual fur, but we needed some airbrushed fur, too, to go right along with, because the real fur was not enough.
Not fur. Of course, Harvey Whippleman, former alumnus here of the PTB Network.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Chatted with him quite a while back now.
As well as his charge. The Giant Gonzalez is also an alum.
Of course, it was a two-parter. He had to go pick his wife up at the airport.
That's right.
They came back. Episodes 154 and 158, Scott.
That's right. Remember we had this big thunderstorm down there? We were a little concerned he was going to get wiped out.
Very good guest.
Yes.
This is the place to be.
How much of note here to say?
Part one was, just to let everyone know, part one was the very funny half. Part two was the very serious, emotional half, because I believe it was part two where he told the Joey Morella story.
Yes.
Steve, you want to fill us in on what's being said here?
Yeah, not much. Harvey Whippleman is talking about how pretty much everyone has been afraid of Giant Gonzalez. No one's really wanted to get in the ring with him. Just kind of went back to the Battle Royal we saw a few weeks ago.
Mm. So here you go. I was not far off. So we talked to him when I said 2 years ago. We talked to him on August 23rd for part one and September 6th for part two, 2012.
Okay.
So almost exactly 2 years ago.
Almost 2 years to the week. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So ramming on.
How Whippleman comes up to it about his stomach.
He's even a lot shorter than Bobby. I mean, Bobby's not a huge guy. Cowboy, you excited to watch WrestleMania 9 this week?
Look at that face!
Couldn't be more pumped. I'm not really... This guy really doesn't really do it for me. But I'm excited to watch. I think it's... But based on the matchups that they've shown that are going to be on there, I don't know why it seems like the whole show is getting a bad rap to me, but... We'll see. I'm going to go in with an open mind, say that.
Good.
All right. Well, we know your opinions don't always come into agreeance with many out there, so it'll be interesting.
I'm right and everybody's wrong.
Yes.
How many times do you see Bobby Heenan conducting an interview over the years?
I know, huh? They really were hurting.
Yeah, they were definitely changing roles of a lot of their on-air guys at this point, you know?
I just, well, maybe this historical weather data on this website is not correct. I mean, Jason Greenos will have to fill us in on the details of the storm, but...
I did a little Google of it, and it's the 1993 Storm of the Century.
Okay.
Is what I came up with. It formed on March 12th and dissipated March 15th.
All right, well, Weather Underground's got to get their shit together.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it
of
didn't...
Of course, I'm reading Wikipedia, though, so who knows? Maybe I'm wrong.
So maybe they're both right. Maybe the aftermath is what prevented everyone from coming, but maybe it didn't actually snow too much on the 15th.
Well, no,
right?
I went back to the 12th, and it kept saying no precipitation.
Weather Underground is off. Yeah, that's what it seems like to me.
I've been using them all this time.
Some riveting weather conversation.
Of course, we have a nice, typical self-promoting.
Oh, we have to get Hogan on the show somehow. I mean,
Hogan Peace, of course.
I don't think he's on again, obviously, before Mania, right? So he's been on, what, twice or once?
Twice. Once.
Once? Oh, just the interview. Yeah. Yep. Now, Giant Gonzalez did speak, and he said that, Undertaker, I have a giant surprise for you.
Oh, my penis.
My furry man beast.
Mike double queen-size bed.
He did only say, I have a giant surprise for you. That was the extent of the interview for real. For reals.
You getting pumped up, Raj? Seeing these graphics?
Man, I can't wait. I'm considering just watching it right after we do this tonight. I think that's really the true way to do it.
That's right. Watch the hype and then get fired up. It's too bad the WrestleMania special isn't going to be. I don't think it's on the network. So, because this is actually, these two episodes end you at 2 weeks before the show. And then the week after, they always did a special Mania preview that aired on Sunday, and then they re-aired it Monday. That is not on the network, so just to let you know.
Papa Shango action right here.
He was on, he's been on this a bit, right? This is the second time?
Yeah, for a guy on his way out that's not really getting much direction or push, he's been on here a couple times, yeah.
Good.
Maybe he might be a snow fill-in, I think that's so. My guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, he could use his voodoo to get there through the snow, so...
Or perhaps he caused it so we would get booked.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, look at this.
Interesting little Raw matchup here.
Bob Backlund.
Oh.
Is this the main event?
You think so? No, it's not, but...
It would be anywhere in the country.
That's
though.
Right. Look at that graphic even. I don't know, Raw. That was like...
Well,
right
generally, when
paint.
They have two decent guys against each other on Raw, that's the main event.
That graphic is awful. It's literally out of paint.
Is that print shop? Was that print shop?
Yeah. They must not even have that.
Like print shop.
I don't think it's been that bad all these weeks.
No, it hasn't. That's the first time we've seen that.
That must really be hurting.
Maybe we're having
like that was Microsoft Paint, like somebody said, I think.
That was right. That was definitely paint. Even the lettering was. You see how quick they flashed it too?
Yep.
Oh, they must have just been running that off the computer in the truck or something.
Well, and the font of the names have been way off tonight too. Way different than we've seen.
Yeah, they definitely.
Let's see where the guys were as we were talking about this weather situation. Where were they like around this point? Let's see. There was a house show in Montreal that same day. Looks like they had a Canada run.
So maybe they were going to drive come down there after that night or something.
Yeah, let's see. They had a house show at the Grayson County Middle School in Litchfield, Kentucky. That must have been USWA. Yeah, it was. Well, look at this. Here we go. There was supposed to be two house shows, one at the War Memorial in Rochester and one at the Broome County Arena in Binghamton, both canceled due to bad weather.
Right. So when was that Montreal show?
Same day. No, the Montreal show was the day of Raw. The day before, March 14th, there was a card at the Robert Guertin Arena in Hull, Quebec. And it looks like there was supposed to be an original lineup, which featured Nasty Boys versus DiBiase IRS, Tatanka Papa Shango, Head Shrinkers versus Owen and Coco, Crush versus Doink, but it looks like that card got shuffled up a bit. So Doink wrestled twice that night. So, definitely there was, but definitely were weather issues, seems like.
Yeah. They even go back to like the 12th or the 13th. That might be where everyone got stranded.
Well, let's see. The 12th, there were two shows, one at the Civic Center in Erie, Pennsylvania, and one at the Metro Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So that was that Thursday, I guess, the 12th.
I can tell you, Montreal to Poughkeepsie is about a 5-hour drive. So if that was a... So there was an afternoon show on a Monday?
Guess so.
That's weird.
Well, let me see who was on this. Well, nobody we've seen so far is on this show.
What the hell's on Backlund's the back, like his tricep? Is that a bruise? Which is the back of his right arm.
Oh, I saw that.
The back of his right arm.
Or paint from Shango?
Oh, yeah, maybe it's the
paint.
Could
be. Probably from that elbow.
The
looks like paint to me.
Yeah, so Monsoon. I would say that crew in Montreal, yeah, they must have done an afternoon show there, which is weird. And then
Because looking at the list of matches, nobody we've seen so far is
so they must have been trying to make the drive down for the night show, I guess, and got stuck.
Well, let's see that Friday before you could tell that they were stuck in, right in the wave of the storm because that Friday they had a card at they had two cards, one at the Beegley Center in Youngstown, Ohio, a matinee, and then a night show at the Igloo in Pittsburgh, and those were both canceled due to weather, too. So they must have been stuck like right in the wave of this storm.
Heenan and Monsoon are really getting sick of Rob Bartlett.
I'm sure they wanted him out of there.
They're actually tagging against him to make fun of him.
It's kind of cool. It's like, you know, you guys are enemies, but when someone even more annoying comes in, you defend each other. And
I don't know, man. Now that I'm looking close up, that does kind of look like a bruise on Backlund's arm.
I don't know. Well, he did have him down.
Because
Papa
Shango's paint doesn't really
look. Right,
yeah, well, Papa Shango's paint doesn't really look smudged, per se.
On the top of the four, on the very top in the middle.
Is it?
Above his nose, yeah.
Okay.
I think it's from that elbow we gave him.
Maybe. Okay. It just seems very faint. And it doesn't seem as thick, but that's right.
I do like the guy right under the Raw sign wearing a T-shirt over what looks like a button-down dress shirt and a tie.
Oh, the blue T-shirt?
I decided to switch it up and go casual there.
Yes.
I must have ran over from work, you know, bought the shirt on the way in.
Oh, security issues. There's a third guy standing at the... that must be the guy you're talking about. That's one of the security guys, probably.
Oh, really?
Maybe he's the supervisor and he needs to blend.
Back when Shango
was working
was,
security because they didn't have anyone else there.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else is the other guy's shoveling outside. Well, Backlund's taking a pretty good beating.
Yeah,
Shango dishing the offense.
I think they just told him to go out there and to fill 20 minutes.
I know.
We got nothing else. Maybe.
Yeah.
Go get him, Papa. And then here
I think
fired.
I figured out what that jersey is. I think it's Cortez Kennedy. Because now I see a 96 on the shoulder. So I think it's a Cortez Kennedy Seahawks jersey.
Hell of a defensive lineman, Scott.
That's damn right. Came from the U. They had just won the national championship, well, a couple years before.
Sean got really wearing down Backlund here, locking in a chin lock.
Look, another handlebar mustache in the front row there. Exceptional facial hair on this episode of Raw. From fans to wrestlers.
To ring girls.
So the good thing for them is, and I wonder if this was on the fly as well, or if they were only planning to do 1 week here. Because next week we're back live again, so I'm curious if they, on the fly, since they didn't have enough guys, said, screw it, we'll just go live next week, or if they had only planned to have one stop on the show.
Interesting.
Talking about Backlund's age and how he's in an advanced age at 43.
That's
and
not
then you think about, yeah, you think later, in the years later, how many guys are wrestling at 50, 60 years old, you know, yeah. Hogan, Flair, and all that.
And it wasn't even just like hyperbole or storyline. Like, he really did seem pretty effing old at that point.
Yeah, right? I mean, how old is Jericho? What, 45 now? Or?
Yeah, it's like nothing. Yeah, he definitely seemed. Although Flair had to be, what was Flair at that point? He couldn't have been too far behind Backlund.
He might have been a little older, maybe in his mid. Well, no, maybe they were about the same age.
I don't think Flair was older. He was younger, if anything.
Let's see. Flair
was born in 49, so.
So he'd have been.
Yeah, 44, I guess.
44, yeah.
Same age, basically.
Yeah, they never played it like that, though. They made it back when it was ancient.
And Raj Cortez Kennedy was the third pick in the 1990 NFL draft.
That might actually be Cortez Kennedy.
Yeah.
Backlund with the win rolls up Papa Shango for the flash pin. Nice victory.
10 years with the Seahawks.
Yeah, nice little match there. I mean, nothing standout, but.
Nice little crowd response, too.
Apparently, there was a sign in the crowd on Raw tonight that said, I could be home watching Nitro. Oh, how times change.
Yep. Nope. Here you go, Raj. Get pumped.
Man. That's going to be a battle.
Go to Caesar's Palace. So we're going to get some Todd or some Gene here. Oh, Gene. It always shocks me.
It's been a lot of Gene. Mostly Gene for these, right?
And yeah, I don't think Todd takes over till
Gene
Survivor
leaves.
Series.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying specifically, probably Survivor Series.
It always shocks me still to see Gene Young. I'm so used to the older Gene of Legends House days.
Yes.
Muscle Mist.
Muscle Mist.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that what L.A. Gore had on tonight?
Yeah, right.
Yes, he did.
It's like a deer antler spray. So.
Me, Roger's he's talking to you, Raj. Mean Gene is talking to you right now.
I'm listening. I'm fired up. I don't know if you can't hear it in my voice, but very excited.
You should call your, what do you have, DirecTV? Call them up and see if you can order WrestleMania 9, see what they tell you. Be like, I was just watching Raw, and they said I need to call today. Those
maybe
are the
days. Get some muscle mist, too.
Yes.
But you got to call weeks in advance, and you could order. All right, here's our card. What's that, Steve?
Well, more importantly, he did announce that everyone on the announce team will be wearing a toga.
Oh, there you go.
So our surprise announcer, don't want to spoil it for Roger, should have known because Gene said 2 weeks before.
That's right. Should have been prepared.
Yep.
Big interview from Superstars, broadcast member Ray Rougeau. Angry Yokozuna destroying this poor jobber after a match. We'll have to get your predictions for the card, Roger, before maybe we'll do that before we go off the air here.
Sure.
Get your picks.
Okay, so this jobber's wearing Zubaz underneath his
look at that.
His singlet.
Singlet, yeah.
That be most 90s
red and
right
black.
He's like, and boots that don't even match.
He's like, maybe if I show up like this, they'll think I'm one of the Road Warriors and book me well.
Yeah, would that be Bull Zubaz?
He kind of looks like was it Patton Oswalt in Office Space, the neighbor. Not Patton Oswalt. I always call him
the guy
that.
From the Drew Carey show.
Yeah, his name is Oswald, the Drew Carey show. That's why I always call him Patton Oswalt. You know what you guys are talking about.
Was that Soldier Field over this weekend? My
a good tag team Bears, title.
Bears Hogan Zubaz looks, pants. My wife would not allow me to get them.
Come on.
Hogan looks crazed in that photo.
He does. He's very fired up.
Beefcake's always fired up, as we've talked about.
Money Inc. looks so relaxed.
Yeah, they do.
Just another title defense.
It's always a weird picture of IRS. It's kind of sloped back and chilling. Hey. What's he leaning on?
He's leaning on DiBiase.
Where's DiBiase's hand?
Oh, DiBiase already sweating.
Yeah, huh? Jesus, this guy.
Look at that red face. God, did he do it before every promo?
Throw that makeup.
Hey, kid, come here. All right, get the camera going.
I wonder how many different shirts IRS had, if he just always just wore the same one.
His tie looks like it's a fruit roll-up. It doesn't look like an actual
It looks
tie.
Very shiny, yes.
Yeah.
I still don't know how he wrestled in that. I'll never understand it. It has to be the worst wrestling gear of all time. And I just like stupidest, I just mean like worst to wrestle in. Like it just seems completely uncomfortable. Yeah. Like I think I'd probably rather wear a mask than wear a shirt and tie.
IRS saying he's bringing a special suitcase, special briefcase to the WrestleMania. A
lot of promises for this show.
Yeah.
Giant surprises, special suitcases.
Get excited for that, Raj? I mean, we got bigger than Taker here, Raj. Guy bigger than Taker. It's huge.
Yeah, that guy doesn't impress me, though.
Well, if that should be Roger's lock, at least to go 1-0 in his picks, or at least
suicide
get one
pick.
Win.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't lived under a rock for the last 25 years, so I got a good idea who's going to win that match.
That'd be great if someone knew nothing, like literally just came in completely dark to wrestling and started watching WWF in 1985 and picked against Undertaker in a bunch of these early matches. Yes.
The first 8 WrestleManias.
He's going to lose this one. There's no way he beats Jake the Snake.
Hope he's doing okay, by the way.
Yeah. It sounded like he was improving a little bit based on the
on
tweet.
Kizarni's updates.
That looks like a good match.
Luger Perfect. Have we heard that one yet? Is this the first time?
I think so. Maybe the last, maybe 2 episodes ago they announced it.
They're really dragging out this report, too. They were trying to fill time. It's been a long one.
This is not one of the better episodes that we've seen.
It is.
I think they get a mulligan, though.
Right. I was going to say, it's actually not bad for what they have to work with. I think it could be worse, but yeah, I don't think it's going to grade very high for us, Steve. Still only, what, 4 matches? What the hell? Bobby drinking a soda. What the hell was that?
It was Bartlett, like, getting back into character because the camera was on him.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh.
So you think they're just like, Vince is in here, we're just going to fuck around and do stuff like this?
Yeah, the snow out show nobody cared about.
It's the kind of stuff that works for them sometimes, though. It's like they're forced to just go to the roots and be gritty with it and piece it together. Something, I kind of wish something like that would happen nowadays.
Same ring card girl, different outfit.
Different swimming suit, yes.
Yep.
Like, throw a different outfit and no one will notice. Get her out there.
Oh, that's a good tag team for the next one.
Nasty's very much like Papa Shango. Not much going on. Oh, my God, those boots on Todd Pinkel and those pants.
Was that Rikishi, by the way?
Fatu.
The head shrinkers?
Yes.
I never knew that. Nice.
Yeah. It's a promo for Mania, but... yeah, Nasty Boy's very much like Papa Shango. Not much going on at this point. Not really much of a future, but still being showcased a bit here and there on Raw, which is interesting. I believe they were supposed to... Before Hogan was coming back, they did the Mega Maniacs match. I think they were going to do Nasty's Money Inc. at WrestleMania 9, right? That's where they were headed, probably. It seemed that way.
Probably. Yeah, here we go with the wristwatch again. I'm forced to focus on that because I don't want to focus anywhere else.
Oh, that bathing suit's slimming at least.
It's her medic alert bracelet.
I think it's Phyllis from The Office.
Maybe.
Before she got her big break.
Oh boy, Knobs making out with the nasty ring card girl. And Sags. Not even they're nasty enough to actually kiss her, all fake. They should have had her fuck with Bartlett. Go give him a lap dance or something.
Sags or knobs?
All three of them.
All three of them.
And here come the Headshrinkers. Now them, they are in the middle of a decent little push, having just debuted, headed for WrestleMania.
Looking very young there, Rikishi.
Yes, he is.
He's a lot smaller, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see when he takes off his sarong here, he has the hint of the ass that would become the stink face ass, but not quite there yet. You can see how it could happen, though.
Do you think they just told him to, like, just eat everything in sight if you want you want to be a star?
Yeah, he just did.
It's not too bad, but it's definitely getting there.
It's a decent
A pretty, yeah.
I don't think he has
It's not Kim Kardashian, but it's definitely J-Lo.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't need to eat too much more to really bulk that thing up.
Now, is Samu, is he anyone's father with the Samoan connection? I get that family tree mixed up a lot.
I think he is.
You'd think he's got to be somebody's dad, or I think he's Afa's kid.
Let's see.
I think this is Samoan family tree in Wikipedia.
Samula. All right, let's see. He is
the fabulous Samula.
Yeah. Head shrinkers work teaming with relatives.
I know I've seen a whole Samoan like family tree out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I found it. Oh, this is the Anoa'i family. Yes. Samu is Afa's son.
Yep.
Brothers of Manu.
Ginobili?
Yes.
No, Manu, the failed legacy guy.
And yeah. L.A. Smooth, Lloyd Inouye.
Not L.A. Gore?
Not the brother of L.A. Gore.
No, the brother of L.A.
Gore.
He didn't really wrestle too much. So no one else, it doesn't look like anyone else other than there.
Okay. So it's Afa's kid, basically.
Right. And then the Usos on the other side are Rikishi's kids.
Yeah, you can kind of see it there with his younger face. You can see the Usos in him.
Absolutely.
I like how Naomi has made the family tree now. Trinity Fatu, married to Jimmy Uso. Mm-hmm.
The little nugget that they said that the Nasty Boys were originally supposed to be against Money Inc. at WrestleMania, but they stepped aside so Hogan and Beefcake could...
Okay, so it sounds like that probably was going to be, or maybe it never was the plan, but it seemed like they sure were building that way. What a pussy team, though. Step aside. I'm going to give up a WrestleMania World Tag Team title shot. Yeah.
Maybe Sags didn't want to, but, you know, Knob said, you know.
We can get in good with Hogan this way. We can go work out with him.
We can go work out with him and hang out
21 years later.
When we don't have reality show.
Yeah, I was going to say, Knob's is always on the reality show.
Help him buy a GPS for his kid's car, all kinds of things.
So, Fatu, Tama, well, Rikishi Fatu, Umaga, and Tama were all brothers, if I'm reading this thing right.
Wow.
Because, Umaga was Eddie Fatu, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, would Tama be the oldest one then?
Tonga kid? Probably.
Yeah, he must be. If this
he
is
was
in
around
order.
There, really is.
And then Roman Reigns and Rosie are brothers. Seems kind of weird. Those are Sika's kids. Yokozuna is part of this family as well. This whole thing is pretty in-depth. There you go. I think those are all the wrestling ones.
Okay. You know, the Nasty Boys are so odd because they always kind of have energy, but they just never, they're never any good to watch, you know? They always go out there, it looks like they're trying hard, but they just aren't good at it. It's, I don't know. They've had good matches, of course, but that was few and far between for me.
usually strongest in a kind of a more crazier brawl, not when they're
right.
getting yeah. worked on in headlocks and fighting up from behind.
Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot happening here.
No, you can, I mean, this is the definition of a filler episode for sure.
Well, this is probably going to be our main event, just looking at where we're at in the time.
As if on cue, Gorilla said very little rhyme or reason to this match.
This is literally just a match.
Right.
So I wonder how shitty you would feel like if there were any wrestlers that actually did show up and were not used on this show. Like, how crappy do you feel then?
Yeah. Sorry, we don't have time for you, but we got L.A. Gore booked.
We could have made this show. I mean, is it possible these two teams, Bob Backlund, Papa Shango, Razor Ramon, were the only people that showed up on this night?
It might be. And Gonzalez, yeah.
That's right, Gonzalez. They're like, yeah, we'll give these guys 25 minutes, Gonzalez. We don't want you wrestling.
Oof.
This is the big headbutt off the top by Samu. And Sags finally make the hot tag. How pissed were we? We could ask Greeny how pissed he was. We should have had him on for this one. How pissed was he for... I mean, is this all you got? It's like this 45-minute yeah. show.
Yeah, it's pretty dreadful.
I mean, maybe...
Yeah, I wonder what the other matches were.
Yeah, or if they did like a battle royal
right
or something.
Right at the start, too. Like...
I wonder if they did like a battle royal or something at the end of the night. I'm going to check over on Graham's site. See if they have the if he has the full
I don't
night,
think so. So. I was just looking. I don't think so.
Well, if you're under Raw, he may just show it was on Raw. I'm going to look at the actual results. Let's see. Nasty Boys making their hot comeback here.
Headbutt didn't work, but the DDT did.
I was just going to say that. That's
yeah. Well, it is. Listen to this. This is the match. According to Graham, this is what originally was supposed to be on this card. Brett versus Luger. Savage versus Gonzalez, and Backlund versus Razor.
Those are probably going to be off-air matches, I'm sure. So yeah. We are back in the old Tupelo concession brawl here.
Yeah, there's actually no employee there.
I like the sign. Hot dogs, popcorn.
Yeah. Hot dogs. And it doesn't have a price written. No price listed.
I'm just guessing they probably had a lot of extra food left over from catering. So this is where the Nasties excel. Squirt mustard, banging ice buckets. Wow, he's smashing him in the head with that bucket. Why would there be a fucking concession stand right next to the entranceway?
Yeah, backed up against the wall so no human could actually sell what they're having on there.
Right.
No cash register.
That was a pretty good way to stop a chair shot. Squirt mustard in the guy's eyes. Now, listen,
do you have any more hot dogs? Yeah, we keep them in this bucket.
This might be my most favorite Raw match to date here. Oh, that was a good... Jesus, unprotected
smash
chair shot.
A mustard bottle.
Here comes Patterson with his very 90s sweater on.
And that's hey, how's it going?
Yeah, so nothing else was on the show. Those three matches that Scott mentioned, and then that was it.
The best part of Patterson coming out there is it looked like he just stumbled out and didn't really like say, hey, what's happening here? Like, he was just going to get a hot dog.
Where's the vendor for these hot dog? A little Special Olympics footage it looks like here. Oh, Vince looks really young in that one clip.
Yeah, with Lex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The WBF shirt.
There's a little blip here. I got the closed captioning on. If they say World Wrestling Federation, in the closed captioning, World Wrestling Entertainment pops up.
Wow.
Yeah, that had happened. I think it was when we were doing the SmackDown last week. I think the same thing happened. I think all the captioning's like that.
A couple.
Did anyone catch Big Boss
yes,
Man, stonewashed jeans.
Those jeans, man.
With the Boss Man ring top on. That was awesome.
That's definitely. Those stonewashed jeans win most 90s for me, and it's not even really close. That's they really jumped out. He was only up on there for 2 seconds. So boom.
I also like Tito Santana's houndstooth jacket with the
the blue blockers?
Tinted shades on. I think Bossman having his wrestling shirt on with the jeans was fantastic.
You see how tight the jeans were, too?
This Macho Man speaking in front of an orchestra.
This is really a time filler right here. They're like, all right, run all the charity shit.
He's singing,
Steve?
It looks like a hologram, like when Tupac was in
the hole right through the bottom of the boat.
Tom Seavery had just been elected into the Hall of Fame, I think.
So this is really just a compilation of all their charity stuff. They really just are desperate on the show.
Nothing. Yeah.
Scott Shannon?
Is that Reggie Jackson or Jesse Jackson?
That was Jesse.
Oh, okay.
David Dinkins, former mayor.
Wow, is this the first time they announced he's the CEO? His teeth were very yellow. I don't remember them ever really saying it on air before, had they? Jesus, kid and play.
Scottie Pippen jersey? That was who the guy in the front row had?
That might have actually been Scottie Pippen.
Yes. Maybe they're playing the guard.
Kamala versus Doink, gentlemen.
Next week, that should be a thriller.
Gorilla, get out of here.
What a weird show. Yeah, I gotta find. We gotta find out from Greeny if this was really just the only three matches he saw that night.
Oh, the guy in the background clapping almost to the timing.
You think they comped everyone for this show? They had to have.
Well, we can ask Greeny.
I would think so.
Now the viola section.
Yes.
All right, let's do our awards, and we'll take a quick break here. Scott, what do we got?
All right, most 90s. I don't know, Rod, you're pretty hardcore
that
for the
Raiders guy.
Jeans.
Was so 90s.
It's just one. I'm only one vote, but I haven't seen right. Stonewash after the bloody.
All right, so we have a vote for the Stonewash jeans. We have a vote for the entire Raiders ensemble. JD?
Gosh, it's tough because we never saw the bottom half of the Raiders jersey. It's almost like I'd like to put Boss Man's jeans with their jersey.
But don't forget the mustache and the mullet on that guy.
Yeah, that's true.
And the Raiders hat. I mean, that was just like not even 90s. That's like 93, the Raiders shit. That's like
right. If I could have noticed the starter logo specifically, I would definitely give it to the Raiders guy. I'll go with him just because we didn't get a good look at Boss Man. I'll go with Raiders guy.
Okay. I'm going
to
go with the Raiders.
One Raiders guy.
I'm going with the Raiders guy too because what clinched it was when they went back to him the second time as the Nasty Boys go out.
Yes, and he was doing his accentuated armpits. Yes.
His accentuated Pity City, rubbing his armpit with his big gap tooth. That's it for me.
Okay, all right.
Probably
so
see
my
that
vote.
Guy tomorrow when I go to work.
All right. So the Raiders guy wins most 90s.
Boss Man was very close though.
You don't have to make me feel better. It's
if we're talking about one specific item of clothing, I'd give it to Boss Man's pants. Yes. But for the total package, we have to go with Raiders Man.
It's a fine choice.
All right. Best mullet.
Ooh.
It's the first guy. The Greenberg. Guy, Greenberg.
Russ Greenberg's rat tail there. Rat tail flat top combo.
Yeah, I think so.
Sure.
Works for me.
He celebrated when the camera came on him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to get my ass kicked. And he had the mullet, and it was good. So.
Got to give honorable mention to the guy in the front row, though, who had his back to the camera the whole time, just because he got a lot of screen time with it. So
L.A. Gore's wasn't bad either. And
he had the handlebar mustache to go with it, too. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But all right, so Russ Greenberg wins that vote. Anything we didn't have a long match, so Perfect Flair still leads the match
longest
length.
Match here was Nasty's head shrinkers at 826.
Okay. All right, show grades. I'll start. I'm going to say, I got to say like a 2. It was pretty brutal.
I'm gonna JR? Go 3, just because I feel like they worked hard and I like the brawl at the end. And I like the Razor Squash too. And
they worked hard to cue up that
yeah, they tried. Piece. No, they tried. I mean, they're obviously really hurting. So, and the crowd really seemed to enjoy themselves. So I'll go 3.
Okay. JD?
You know, kind of like with the Seinfeld rewatch that we're doing, I'm kind of giving a little bit of grace to the early stuff, and I like the mustard fight, so I'll give it a 3, but I would maybe give it a 1 if this is like 95 or 96. But since they're still early, and they kind of had to play the hand that they were dealt, I'll give it a 3.
Okay, so we have an 8 so far. Raj?
Everybody makes compelling arguments, so I'll just go 2.5.
Okay, so 10.5. I'm trying to add it up here. And Steve?
I'll go 2.5 as well. I like Bobby really trying to enjoy himself and make the broadcast more fun to listen to, especially a little shtick in the ring before Giant Gonzalez came out.
Mm. All right, so that's, let's see, that's 12.5. So 12. So wait, 10.5, 2.5.
13.
13. So 13 divided by 5, that's about...
less than
what?
3.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's over 2.75.
Two.
All right, we'll give it 2. And we'll be generous and make it. We'll make it 3.
Okay. All right, why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back with episode 10, March 21st, 1993. Oh, March 22nd. Stupid network.
Because.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly from Ring of Honor Wrestling. Make sure you check out The Kevin Kelly Show each and every week. We'll be talking about wrestling in the past and wrestling today, plus be talking about all kinds of sports and pop culture, whatever's on your mind, too. We'll answer your questions each and every week. The Kevin Kelly Show, right here, placetobenation.com.
This is the king of old school, Steve Corino, and you've heard all the rumors, and it's true. The Steve Corino Show is here. We talk about wrestling. We talk about baseball, movies, television, anything you want to talk about. New guest every week. That's right. The Steve Corino Show every week here on the Place to Be Nation.
Hey, this is Bauer from The Bauer Show, sports and more. You can check out The Bauer Show podcast every Wednesday and Friday right here at placetobenation.com.
The Bauer Show.
Chad, do you hate it when commercials run and run?
What do you mean, Parv?
Oh, never mind.
Listen to Where the Big Boys Play on placetobenation.com and find us on iTunes. We are the only WCW Supercard exclusive podcast.
Greetings, friends. Ben Morse from Place to Be Nation's Main Event here. Tired of other podcasts constantly stuck in the past? Every other week, we give you a roundtable discussion of what's happening in wrestling today. Place to Be Nation's Main Event. We're holding everybody else down.
Looking for something different in your pro wrestling podcasts? Look no further than the Pro Wrestling Super Show. Join me, Stephen Graham, every week as I'm joined by a rotating door of guests as we discuss a single topic each show, ranging from ECW pay-per-view reviews, wrestler snapshots, top six lists, and anything else you can think of. That's the Pro Wrestling Super Show every week here on the Place to Be Nation.
So you got the script, yeah? You all got it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds terrible. The Titans of Wrestling... Oh, brilliant. Sorry. The Titans of Wrestling are...
Pete, I'm a lead analyst for a show and breakdown matches.
Kelly, lead historian. I'm a jobber lover. Are you?
Johnny and I drink.
And yes, me, Bob. We watch old school wrestling and love it.
Titans of Wrestling.
You know you want to hear it.
What's going on? This is the Godfather, Nate Milton, with an offer you cannot refuse. Each and every week you can join Marcus Vanderberg, Big Nasty Alfred Kunawa, and myself on the Kings of Sport podcast, available exclusively on placetobenation.com, your one-stop spot for the best in sports and pop culture.
Hey, sports fans, this is Dr. G for Extra Point, Place to Be Nation's traditional sports talk podcast. Every episode, Scott Criscullo and I talk everything from the Big Four leagues to all the hot sports news with exclusive guests and analysts. Email us your comments and questions at extrapoint@placetobenation.com. That's the Extra Point, exclusively on placetobenation.com.
Hey, sports fans, Cowboy here. Make sure you make your weekly stop by the Sports Lounge here on placetobenation.com, where the boys and I tackle all the hot topics in the world of sports. We go behind the numbers and provide in-depth expert analysis on Major League Baseball, MMA, NFL, and more. The seats fill up quick, so grab your favorite cigar, kick back, and join us in the Sports Lounge, only on placetobenation.com.
In Rhode Island and looking for great food and a fun atmosphere, we'll be sure to stop by Bonehead's Wing Bar, 131 Washington Street in West Warwick, with over 65 different wing sauces and dozens of sandwiches, burgers, and appetizers. In a fully stocked bar, Bonehead's has something for everyone. Boneheads also shows every WWE and UFC pay-per-view, features live music, weekly trivia, and much, much more. So, be sure to stop in, tell Matt and the crew that Place to Be Nation sent you, and become a Bonehead today.
Hey, this is Rob Naylor. Do you still enjoy pro wrestling? Believe it or not, I still do. So you better join myself and Will on the Google Wrestling Podcast exclusively at placetobenation.com.
Shit, I wasn't ready. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening and shit. Hey, this is Will. If you like listening to guys talk about old school wrestling, follow me and Charles on Wrestling with the Past podcast on Place to Be Nation.
On Richard and the Mailman, we talk about life with great enthusiasm, which eventually leads to disillusionment and inevitably hopelessness. But don't worry, there's lots of laughs along the way. So check us out every week or month or whatever on Richer and the Mailman.
What's up, wrestling fans? This is Jeff Peck, and you can check out my wrestling podcast, The Still Real to Us Show, every Saturday right here at placetobenation.com. It is a wrestling podcast from a fan's perspective, and we're not doing it in our mom's basement. So check it out every Saturday right here at placetobenation.com.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Looking for new wrestling, sports, and pop culture voices? Head over to placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. We have an extremely talented staff that covers comics, video games, and all facets of entertainment. Our sports coverage spans all the major professional and collegiate sports, including MMA. Our fresh takes on professional wrestling are some of the best on the internet. Also, be sure to check out our friends at thehistoryofwwe.com, prowrestlingonly.com, Scott Keith blog at rspwfaq.net, and piledriverwrestling.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Bruno Lauer. I'm on The Place to Be. You're listening to The Place to Be podcast. You know why? Because it's like Mama says, it be that way sometimes.
I had to hop around a little bit because my mine stopped.
Yeah,
twice.
Mine froze right at the end of the Backlund match. So
yeah, mine too. That's where mine stopped
spot,
too.
It was an easy spot to freeze though because I knew right where you guys were because I heard JR say, "And there's the end of the match." So
yeah,
I'm gonna take a bathroom break real quick.
Hopefully, it's just to take a piss.
Yeah, it is. Don't worry.
Like 15-20 minutes goes by.
Typhoon nip slip really did it for him.
W. Roger, no verbal parading to do in between shows.
I'm just gonna grab a glass of water.
Tame tonight.
Me?
Hmm?
I'm tame?
I mean, you're just going to get water. Usually you're going all war machine.
Yeah, come on. That's a tough comparison.
I don't know.
Al Bundy, maybe. Good war machine. No, we've got it down to a science here, you know. She's in the room. It's good. I know to hit the mute button if I'm going to be an asshole at all, so I'm just kidding. I am going to go grab some water. I'll be right back.
I feel like we're crossing streams here, literally. Jordan pissing, Roger taking in water.
This is good that we skip the...
Well, that could go on the outtakes.
It's good that we skip that week, though, because it works out for Roger, because...
Hey, do you need to use the bathroom or anything? I got one more,
40-minute section. So, yes? Make it
an hour to go. All right, come here, Lincoln. Come on, Daisy. Come on.
Dogs are allowed out.
All right, I'll let you know when I'm done, okay? Love you, Jim.
All right, Nation, we are back here in the middle of our Raw rewatch. We just did March 15th. We're headed towards March 22nd. Wanted to quickly tell you about PlayStation.com, where you can find all the gentlemen you're hearing here tonight. Scott and I, as we mentioned last week, we are refreshing our Vintage Vault written reviews. WrestleMania 1 is up. Scott, we have rewritten our fun facts. We updated all those. We have rewritten our comments to bring them more in line with our kind of current-day thinking, and just added a few more news and notes there. So if you were a fan, if you found us from the beginning through our written reviews that started it all, we're going back to WrestleMania 1, and we're going forward rewriting them all. They'll all be posted exclusively only on PlayStation.com. So be sure you head there and check those out. The Goodwill Wrestling Bonanza continues with an awesome episode on wrestling fans with Will, Dylan, and Johnny P. from Barbed Wire City. We talk about the evolution of the wrestling fan. Kind of evolves into a discussion of online fans and how fans can affect your enjoyment of a show in positive and negative ways. So definitely check that out. It's really cool. I know that's something we struggle with each and every day as wrestling fans on the internet, just kind of what level of enjoyment you can be allowed to have on certain things and whose opinion is right and wrong all the time. So it's definitely, I think, a show near and dear to our hearts. Much like The Extra Point, episode 13, Scott and Dr. G talked with Kyle Forchetti, of course, PlayStation veteran, NFL specialist, was on there, and you guys did a full preview, correct?
Absolutely. We went through every division, made our Super Bowl picks, and as usual, Kyle made a prediction out of the blue. If you want to know what that is, take a listen.
Okay. And of course, the Sports Lounge NFL previews will be continuing this week, correct, Roger?
Yep. We have three divisions left to go. We're going to do them all on Tuesday, so they should be up on Wednesday. So again, please listen.
All right. Very cool. College football previews continue as well. Todd Gessling, his SEC preview, joins the rest of the ones that he has up there. Also, be sure to check out the debut episode of Todd and TJ's Tailgate. TJ McClune, Todd Gessling, going to do a weekly podcast every Friday morning. A very quick listen for you all, you college football fans. Get you ready for the weekend games that are upcoming. High spot, Steve Willie was on vacation, so Glenn Butler flew solo, looked at Jake Roberts' illness. Hopefully he's on his way back from that. Looked at TNA, Daniel Bryan, the cuts in the WWE, and the other top news of the week. Also, be sure to keep voting. The knockout round 2 of the World Cup of TV Characters continues tomorrow on Tuesday. Will be day 6. Some tight matchups still remain, so get in there, get your votes in each and every day. And as we mentioned before, with Jordan, me, him, Andrew Flanagan, Aaron George, are reliving Seinfeld. We are through episode 5 of season 2. That is the infamous jacket episode, which is a very good one. And Jordan, we have a biggie coming up on Tuesday, the Chinese restaurant, the first real great episode.
Cartwright?
I'm not Cartwright. Steve Carino show this week had our good friend Kevin Kelly on. Of course, he was there talking about his run-ins with Tommaso Ciampa at the Ring of Honor show over the weekend as well, and talks about his evolution, his early days of broadcasting, and the two guys have really good chemistry, reunited there, and even though they had to deal with Dan McGinn, they still fought through it and had a great show there. So, Scott, we also have this week, of course, will be episodes, 16 of the Kevin Kelly Show main event? Am I correct there? 17?
17, I believe.
Yeah, 17, yep. 17. What do you have going on the main event? You got Willie and Duncan on there?
Guys,
basically the same show you're hearing here. Is that it?
Well, except there's going to be.
We're giving you the A material tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, but, well, Wednesday we're going to have less oxygen because we'll have Reesh with us. But, yeah. Guys, we've thrown some topics around on the thread, and we'll talk about little Alberto Del Rio and.
Ben back and, this week, finally?
Benjamin will be back this week as well. So the core four, we'll talk about the company at the moment, the network, and some other news tidbits. So.
All right,
be a good show.
And this week on Kevin Kelly, we have ACH in the house. He has a big match coming up with Jay Lethal. So we'll
yeah.
his thoughts and see Willie's boy. And maybe we'll hear the theme music just from Mr. Willie as well. And, of course, all the other, the usual news and notes on the Kevin Kelly show. We'll be doing our full NFL preview on there as well. So we'll get my picks and Kevin's too. And then next week, Scott, Kevin will be on with us as well to do his 2003 recap. His sayonara for us. Now we can finally...
Yep.
And him, we'll end the Kevin Kelly, we'll end the whole relationship now that we've milked him for everything we needed him
yes.
for. So we can move on. So Facebook.com/PlaceToBeNation, Twitter, place2BeNation, and info@placetobenation.com if you want to join the revolution. So, all right, you guys ready? We're moving on to March 22nd. We are all paused about a second in with the blue Raw logo. I'm going to count us in, and we will fire things up. You guys ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do
yes.
it.
3, 2, 1. No cold open tonight. We go right into our graphics, right into our opening animation.
Mm-hmm.
Are they in Poughkeepsie again?
I don't believe so. I believe we're going to be back inside the Manhattan Center here tonight.
Yes, we are. We are back in the Manhattan Center.
Short-lived trip outside.
Yes.
It went so well.
About 45 minutes.
I don't know why they switched it up.
It's kind of like a TNA tour. Yeah.
Right back at Manhattan Center, where our home, and we're back to Savage, we're back to Vince, and we're back to Robbie B, being himself, with his mullet starting to grow out a bit here too as we move along.
Mm-hmm.
Let it grow.
Boy, talk
the
about
spring.
A throw. Watching them now seems like that the last one was even more of a throwaway show.
I know, right? Like, all right, now we matter again. Imagine if that happened now, like a couple weeks before WrestleMania. Those shows are so big and so meaningful to the company. These just seem like nothing shows, like heading into WrestleMania.
Mm.
Hey, the Bob Backlund shirts there, you see them? Right behind Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Back what, in the would house. Be the, what would be the current day equivalent of a Nasty Boys versus Head Shrinkers main event 2 weeks before WrestleMania?
Uso, well, no, because Uso's
no
the
way.
Champions. Jeez, yeah, I don't even good. Know.
I'd say it would be like 3MB if they were around. But
that's what yeah. I was just going to say, yep.
3MB and primetime players.
Yeah, oh. something like that. Oh, that in was... the ring already.
Look at this team. This is a dream team. Repo Man and Damian. That's an awesome banging Repo Man coat. The black with the white
nice.
Lettering. They made that in the back before he came out, no doubt there. Damian, and I'm guessing this is the Bushwhackers based on
based on the crowd reaction.
We're back to the good Raw push. Logo. Boy, they had everything B-team last week. We're back to the good Raw logo.
But I'd argue this match should have been more fitting for that show than this one.
Right?
I mean, we are 2 weeks before WrestleMania, And this is the Raw match. Damien Demento and Repo Man versus the effing Bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers.
I mean, nothing to do with anyone on the Mania card. Not even tangentially related.
Oh, and they're coming through the shield. The shield is here.
That's where they got the idea. I think I had that giant shirt, by the way, that guy has on right there.
Is that a guy or a girl?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's a guy. Is Dwight Schrute in the crowd as well?
That's a girl in the giant shirt.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that is a chick.
Yeah, that's not a mullet. That's just girl hair.
It's a perm. So do you guys not like the... You guys didn't like the Bushwhackers? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about three-man band. This is what... that's just what they were. Especially at this point. They were really just meaningless at this point. They didn't have anything going on. Bum.
Oh, good Lord.
I think it's Pete DeSilva, Raj. That was
with the it looks like Ozzy Canseco.
It did look like Ozzy Canseco.
It did look like Ozzy Canseco.
I think it might have been Ozzy Canseco.
Someone in the crowd wearing their black White Sox jersey, which was pretty in at the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, they were awesome.
There's been absolutely zero change.
That's right out of that. Who wore that? Was it Easy or Dr. Dre wore the black one? Black White Sox jersey. There was a video where one of them wore it. It was like really popular.
That was Dre.
Dre.
It was
right?
Dre, because Eazy-E was all LA teams.
That's right. Dre wore it in the, was it Gin and Juice video? What's the one they ripped the bikinis off the girls?
Nothing but a G thing.
That's nothing but a G thing.
You sure?
Yeah.
I was going to say Dre Day.
No, I don't think it was Dre Day.
I think that was his first real big hit was Nothing But a G thing.
It was, you know, after NWA.
Bill Alfonso, referee in there. Yeah, his first solo. Yeah.
The Chronic.
Yeah.
That was the album, Scott.
Yeah, the Chronic was the album. But he, no, it's the one where they rip the bikinis, they're playing volleyball and all that shit.
What I meant.
Yep.
I can sing Nothing But a G thing for you right now if you want, guys.
First solo. I would love it.
I think you should just do it throughout the show. Just drop a couple lyrics in.
Well, you know we're about to rip shit up here, so.
Just work the whole song into your comments.
Hey, would you guys give me the microphone first?
Man. Sandman's watching this saying that this entrance is long.
This is how we're killing our WrestleMania build, with Butch licking the head of Luke repeatedly.
Well, and the Rosati sister, and some guy in the front row that licked his face.
Hey, guys, it's unfadeable, so please don't try to fade me, okay?
All right.
Sorry.
Your turn, Duncan.
That'll be that.
Your turn, Duncan.
We're talking about these... We're talking about these videos, and The Chronic had just come out that December 15th, 1992. In fact, when did Nothing But a G Thing come out as a single?
That's when they had the great $25,000 pyramid spoof, right?
$20,000 sack pyramid.
Yeah. Yes.
That was it. Yep.
We are so white. All right, here are the Bushwhackers working over Repo and Demento.
And to prove it, let's talk about 1993 wrestling, baby.
Luke, I mean, this heel team,
the Repo Man.
This heel team could have been a force. I mean, this was like a legit A squad, and they have to goon around for these clowns.
Beat you down and steal your stuff, man.
Yeah,
we should do that clip of them marching around the ring with the Benny Hill theme music.
It seems like the crowd really likes the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, they're all drunk.
Well, they seem to be one of those guys that live crowds always responded to way after people watching stopped liking them.
Well, it's the first match. They're back after a couple weeks off, probably a few weeks off, because usually they tape the ones before that. So they're probably just, I think anyone in this opener, they would have been really fired up for.
Yeah,
that's all I'm explaining it away.
Oh, there I see the guy in the White Sox jersey finally.
Dre had a White Sox hat on in the video.
Oh, so not a shirt?
Not the shirt. Because it says, according to the wiki, it says, MTV edit of the video censors nudity, drug paraphernalia, Warren G with a blunt. Damn it. Copyrighted logos.
That sounds
White
up 1993. Warren G with a blunt.
Copyrighted logos, a White Sox ball cap, and screen text. So they don't mention a jersey, they mention just a hat.
Yeah, I guess it was the hat. I remember someone wearing the black White Sox jersey in a video, but I guess we'll never know.
Jack McDowell, maybe.
Black Jack.
Albert Bell.
Yes.
Bo Jackson.
Okay, we're not going to name all the White Sox players from 1993.
Yes. They had a good year that year, they won the division. Let's name all the Damien Demento t-shirts that they made.
We could name all his moves. Yes. That was called It's Like This and Like That and Like This and
Senna.
Look, guys, I just want to talk about Damian Demento, who was dominating the offense on this match.
Yep.
Kicks and bites and punches.
Yep.
I'm getting a little worried about the quality of these Raw episodes, I have to be honest.
Well, this one worries me. The other one, I'll give him the pass. This being 2 weeks before Mania, and really your final live Raw, because the next week is the Mania, WrestleMania show, whatever. To open with this match really makes zero sense.
Right.
Well, and even the flow of the match, too, because the Bushwhackers are usually just doing the comedy stuff,
right.
And here it's just he's playing the babyface in peril. That's all they're doing.
Well, and they did a lot of comedy already, and it's like they ate up like 10 minutes
Seven
already.
7 minutes, yeah.
Makes no sense. Yeah, Willie, I'm with you. This one has me a little worried. Now I'm just Googling music videos, black, white, Sox jersey. I can't find anything. Maybe it was like a Rocket Jock thing or something. I saw someone on, I don't know. Something 93-ish. Oh, well. Someone will correct this.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing much if you're on Google right now.
I can picture Eazy-E in the black jersey, Justin. I just don't know if he had any.
Yeah,
did he have any popular videos?
Shirt.
I feel like I definitely picture him in it. That's what I thought it was.
Well, what about the in that Dr. Dre video? There was a guy who was dressed like Eazy, but it wasn't him. Was he the guy?
Was it
you know what
DLC?
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Bushwhackers are the stupidest.
I just think the enthusiasm
with freaking world.
All right, so there's a picture of Tupac with one on. All right, there's a picture of Eazy with a White Sox hat on. I don't know, man. I'm thinking of Michael Jordan. He's got the keyboard.
That was it for a couple of years.
I don't see any picture of Eazy with the. He definitely had the White Sox hat on a bunch of times, though. Eazy, there's a bunch of pictures of them on.
Try to think when they switched. It might have been that year.
It was early 90s, yeah.
Because 1990, they had those other ones with the when it was still kind of red and gray. I don't think they went to the black till maybe.
It had to be right around there because it blew up obviously immediately.
Oh, it obviously did.
The place just went nuts for the Bushwhackers winning the match. I mean, whoever
on this one, Roger.
Oh my! They licked the referee.
See.
Yeah, so far most 90s for me is Bill Alfonso's teeth.
Oh, I know who it was. I found it.
Hmm?
Domino.
Nope.
The Shocker.
Nope.
Warren G.
Nope, neither him nor his blunt.
Nate Dogg.
Nope. Look at this lass with a little hat on, a little police officer look.
Nice. Is he gonna? Is it Boss Man? Is he gonna have the stonewash?
Oh, it's a police officer. I thought it was a boating outfit.
Nope. Oh, I thought that was Tatanka already in the ring.
Was it Tupac?
No.
I'm trying to think of any rappers. Oh, yeah.
Crisscross.
Oh, they had it on. I knew someone had it on.
Oh, I only ever saw them with Nick stuff on.
They can't run like this.
A wiggity, 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 whack.
You know,
rest in peace.
Crisscross's style was a lot like Dr. Dre, though. You know, just their lyrics and things like that.
Very similar.
Very similar, yes.
Who is this guy? Did they give this guy a name? Against Tatanka?
Jimmy Snooker.
I didn't see a name.
He's got the leopard trunks, yeah.
That is, I think I still have Grant. That is,
oh, high backdrop though.
He almost killed himself in the landing.
Yeah,
that is the legendary jobber Reno Riggins.
Nice,
wow, okay. Reno, that's a snazzy outfit there. He's got
a great boot.
Rosati sisters leopard panties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which one died?
Crisscross.
Chris.
It was
Cross.
Makes it creepier that he's not wearing any knee pads with the leopard.
Yeah, it's a very
it
weird
really
outfit.
Like,
it's just
it really looks like he got caught like in a bedroom somewhere.
He had to run out.
Tatanka caught him in the wigwam earlier. Challenged him to a match.
The wigwam.
Oh, boy. So Chris Cross will definitely be
like
our
jump ahead now.
Chris Cross in the White Sox jerseys will definitely be our image on placementnation.com for this episode.
You know, an image I didn't like was that camera angle there, like yeah. with the full, you know, between the leg shot of Reno
he's
Riggins
kinda got, with he's kinda the got Will with Ferrell the leopard going on, yeah.
With the leopard panties on.
I think Reno Riggins used to wear like colorful, like long tights. Like this is definitely he forgot his tights.
Like, yeah, I thought he wore like Steiner tights.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
I think so, or something similar. He definitely forgot his suitcase or something. And I mean, those boots are. I mean, no one really picks his outfit to wear. I mean, this is awful. Is he our mullet of the night? Have we talked about this?
I don't know. I refuse to. I refuse to vote for Riggins for anything, given right. what he's wearing.
I feel real guilty right now because I just thought what Rob Bartlett said that oh, he's boy. Got. He's definitely got someone else's pants on because he's got some tan lines going on.
Look at right.
It even looks like his boots don't fit.
Yeah, this is not his outfit. There's zero chance this is what he meant to wear on this night.
It looks like he lost a bet or something like that.
Either that or they like ribbed him and ripped his fucking clothes up or something. And now, Scott, your goal is to get Reno Riggins on the podcast so we can ask him about this match.
Reno Riggins? All right.
Track him down.
I feel like Reno Riggins looks a little like Dave Meltzer, too.
He does, yes. With thicker eyebrows somehow.
Right.
So I don't think we've had a most 90s yet, huh? We haven't really had a real threat.
No, nobody's really jumped out yet.
You could give most 90s to our conversation that we had through the first
week. I guess so, yeah. That's probably it right now.
Might have to go to the White Sox jersey guy for stemming it all. Yeah. So
it's probably going to be him as of right now anyway. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Roger. I know your reasoning here, but I'm not seeing a better mullet than Riggins so far.
No, he's got a really good mullet.
I feel like Tatanka nice. Trimmed his a little bit.
I just wish, oh, man. See what I'm saying? I just wish he left a little more to the imagination, you know?
Scott, this Riggins appearance is like Josh's model appearance. That level.
Yes.
This is a dreadful. Orlando Shaq jersey as well, the black.
Yep, jersey. I was just noticing the black.
That's pretty 90s.
Yeah. Oh, look at that sign. That's pimp right there. That's a lot of glitter. I like that guy just ambivalently doing the Tomahawk chop behind the top. It looks like that. Like that's how I meant to. I imagine him doing it. He's just. He's like, well, everyone else is doing it. I guess I will, too.
he's directing traffic.
I know. What the hell's he doing?
Hi. I'm doing this for you. Meanwhile, this other guy, he's doing, the Zig Heil over here with the weird wig on.
That Orlando Magic jersey also had a gold chain accompanying it, so.
No, that might be it.
That might put us over the top right now.
That was definitely Shaq, right? 32?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, 100%.
Speaking of 1993, did anybody ever see Who's the Man? That had Criss Cross in it.
No.
Come on, JR, that's a movie right up your alley.
Well, here's our first Hall of Fame announcement of all time for WWF. Andre the Giant will be the first inductee. We get the. I always like the music in this video. Dun 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 dun.
You almost wish they'd redo some of these inductees just so we could get the current production on them.
I know, right?
You know,
not to ballroom with Andre. You know,
right.
Arnold Scollin drinking a scotch at the table.
Yes.
Do they have the? Schleppy piano music left intact here, Willie? Dun,
dun, dun, yes, they do. And I may have mentioned this on I don't know if it was on the main event, but a highly good read that I purchased this year. Box Brown, who's a cartoonist, did a biography on Andre the Giant. It's a graphic novel, and it's just a really fun, entertaining, quick read. It tells just different stories that he picked up from various news sources and television shows over the years and a couple interviews he did.
Cool.
There you go. Check it out. Guy's name's Box. How can I go wrong?
Box Brown.
Very emotional video here.
I'm getting a little teary-eyed.
Yeah. There you go, Scott. You like that? Duggan eating a boot.
There's that Duggan getting a boot. Yep. There's Brett. That's WrestleMania 2 with the yellow trunks.
This is like a rare video for them.
Andre was alive at this point, right?
No, he had just died.
In January.
Yeah.
Yeah, January. He had just passed away.
And that prompted prompted them to open up the Hall of Fame.
Make a Hall of Fame. I'd like to see that promo. I'd like to see that promo.
The fish one?
Yeah.
I think it was on TNT. If they ever put them up on the network, make it worth that $9.99.
Jeez.
Pricks.
God,
they can't
the with the original themes. There's Owen Hart in the crowd.
I was going to say, I think that's him. Brett is not the best.
I kick his leg from under his leg.
That kid's very 90s as well.
It's like Heath
on the left.
Just that group
of
the
guys. Left, too, yeah, with the Zach Morris flock of
Yep.
Philippi, isn't it?
Philippi? Whatever.
Yeah.
What? Looks like that guy.
My name is Ryan Philippi. I think it's how El Giante started. Ryan Philippe may be our new one. My name is Ryan Philippe. I always love how the 3 years behind with the figure commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I always love how you say it each time we do this.
Yep. Have to.
Whoa.
Not bad. That's well,
our police officer.
I like that better from behind where she didn't, didn't look like a 14-year-old boy from the front.
This is a little risque for them.
No, I mean, she's not very endowed.
I'm surprised they...
Tell us how you really feel, Justin.
Jesus.
I just realized that...
Get that board out of the ring! Good,
that action figure, Adam, I'm surprised they still play since like Bulldog's on it. And right, he was already on camera in WCW at this point, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think they gave a shit much about that.
Yeah. Oh, God, the tag belt's falling apart. Lame.
What do we got here? This guy's... Oh, never mind. This guy's like ready for the army compared to the rest of the world. So he's got that thing going on.
They give him an intro, but they don't even put the graphic on the screen so to hear their name.
I'll have to look them up. Let's see. That is, Jeff Armstrong and Scott Rich.
There you go.
Jeff Armstrong or Chef Armstrong?
I like Chef better.
I like that you said Chef, I think. Chef
I'm here Armstrong. Because I'm angry that the Nasty Boys destroyed the food I made last week. Fonzie back here, ZRF.
Now, Roger, what would you call the haircut on this guy in the ring now?
I don't even know, man.
The broken duck.
It's kind of like an army do in a mullet, so I call it an R-mullet.
A mullet.
Ooh.
Now, it's not really a mullet, though. It's more like a rat tail.
Well, it's looked like he wanted it to be a mullet, but it's not there yet. Like, what?
It looks wicked stupid. I mean,
I'm going to go with the wounded duck, I'm going to call it.
There you go.
Wounded duck.
It's like, do you think he showed up with a mullet and the guy, the other guy's got the mullet thing going on. Why don't you mix it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I do. He probably tried to shave his name in the back of his head.
If this
and
is,
he spelled it wrong.
And he screwed it up. Wait, are you Rich or Armstrong? I don't know. I screwed it up. This, so if this doesn't sell your product, nothing else will. You're a commentator flipping through other channels to see what else is on.
Right.
Are they were they commenting on him looking at other stuff?
Yeah, they are. They're saying what he's doing. And they're just proving that they're raw. They're alive, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think so.
Slight little
it's like their gimmick for these episodes.
We're alive, except for you don't say it. No, we're not. Bruce Pritchard next to him. Why would they give him a second monitor? They don't want him flipping around.
How long did Bartlett last?
I think this may be, honestly, the last one.
It's been real.
Yeah, this is it. Because you know what? They say he... No, I lied. I'm sorry. He's on again. I thought this was it. But
whoever this is, I'll assume this is Scott Rich in the ring. It's like the long-lost son of Baron Von Raschke.
I think we get him twice more after this.
The crowd doesn't give a shit at all about this, man.
No, they're dead.
Money Inc. was always a tough sell. Like, they're so good, and DiBiase was so awesome, but they were just, like, kind of death in these matches.
Yeah.
They should have had him fight the Bushwhackers. then there would have been a pop.
Very bland in their squashes.
Have the Nasty Boys throw some mustard on them.
Very bland squash matches. Now, see, why not have Money Inc. go over the Nasties hard here, you know, and head into Mania looking strong?
Right.
Yeah, so it looks like, I don't think Bartlett's on our next one, but it looks like I think he's the two after, and then he's gone.
Well, it doesn't help with these squashes, is these guys are terrible at selling.
Yeah, that's not helping.
You know, usually the point of a squash is to get somebody out there that can make you look good, and these guys are just bouncing around really awkwardly.
And that's right off from IRS. Should be it.
The worst finishing move on Sega Genesis Royal Rumble.
It was so hard to do.
Yep.
It was impossible.
It's a kid in his softball jersey there in the crowd.
Oh, man, this came from
Vladimir with a deep, deep V-neck sweater on. 20 years ahead of his time. The original hipster Vlad.
There's even a guy in the audience with a tie on booing him.
Man.
We're supposed to be brothers with our ties on, man. What are you booing me for? Well, the WrestleMania last hard sell for Roger. See if he's going to watch tonight or not. I'm going to miss that graphic.
Ooh, Mean Gene's tie. That might be
is that a school bus?
It looks
yes, it
like
is.
It.
That's an awful choice. Tie. Really bad tie.
That's an odd choice.
Probably one of the. I need another tie Night to Force? Do this report. Night what? Force.
Is it two cars? Group? I don't understand. What is a bus chasing a car? Very weird.
They got rid
weird.
Of the muscle mist.
And it's a poorly made bus, too. It looks like a child drew it.
It's very odd. Maybe his kid made it.
Yeah, maybe his kid did make it. Still doesn't belong on the air. It's supposed, it's supposed to be professional.
It might be worse
maybe the,
than
maybe
Scott
the
Rich's
made it.
Hair.
Yeah.
Our card, Brett and Yoko. Still our main event.
Brett looking very young there.
Yes.
Yeah. You want me to do my predictions now as they go through the card?
Yeah, and then any matches they don't say we can cover. So who you like here?
This one I kind of already know what's going to happen, so I'll pass.
Okay. Who do you like here? Money Inc. versus the Mega Maniacs.
Go with the Mega Maniacs.
Okay. Think the aliens are buzzing us?
Jeff Armstrong.
Undertaker, Giant Gonzalez.
Undertaker.
By the way, guys, this was Repo Man's final appearance for 8 years. The match we saw tonight.
Wow.
Very sad.
At least he went out on top, you know?
That's right. That awesome jacket that they threw together at the last minute because he didn't think it was working.
He's like, I showed up in Poughkeepsie last week. You didn't even book me then.
Superstars and Challenge. This weekend, we can watch the contract signing between Bret Hart and Yokozuna.
There you go. Check it out.
Damn network.
Wrote the WrestleMania special.
It's on the network.
Fucking lazy jerks.
Wow.
When are they going to make this worth $9.99? I mean, the free pay-per-views, who cares? All the Raws, all the Nitro, like, who cares? I want every episode of All American from 1986 to make this worth it. Then these losers will get my money.
These losers.
And again, with the live cuts, what are we doing?
That's so odd. Yeah.
You know, how about we sell the card? It's like, we're weird decisions here. I mean, do you think they were really just banking on that WrestleMania special to be the real hard sell? Okay, that's it. So we'll have to go through the matches separately, Roger.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one.
It's another big sell for WrestleMania.
The weird short-haired doink always confused me. He didn't really ever have it, but the picture did here and there.
Yeah, he had hair like the mom from Good Times, but green.
Oh, there it is, actually.
Flo Rida.
He does have hair. That, I don't know. That was most 90s, the Canadian tuxedo with the long crimped hair.
Doink's the bad guy in this one? And Kamal is the good guy?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Put in your notes.
The kid looks terrified.
Yeah.
I actually remember this match, unfortunately.
Well, now I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Kamal was supposed to face Bam at Bigelow WrestleMania. That gets cut for time constraints. So sorry, Roger. All right, here's the other matches, Roger, if you want to lay your picks in. So Tatanka challenges Shawn Michaels for the Intercontinental title.
Michaels.
The Steiner brothers battle the Head Shrinkers.
Head Shrinkers.
Doink the Clown fights Crush.
Doink.
Bob Backlund battles Razor Ramon.
Razor Ramon.
The Mega Maniacs challenge Money Inc. for the tag team titles.
Yep, we did that one.
All right.
Yeah, he went with the Maniacs.
Okay. Lex Luger battles Mr. Perfect.
Luger.
All right, you picked Taker over Gonzalez, and you were abstaining from Yokozuna Bret Hart due to your relationships with Mr. Hart. So,
front row next to Vlad.
Take on the ESPN
little
guy.
Little Stevie's back with blue and white Zubaz, the IcoPro sweatshirt, and the blue and white matching bandana.
Yes, I see that.
Oh, they're making fun of Kamala in this one
for being stupid.
He's got a present for him.
That's kind of in poor taste.
Yeah.
Don't. I mean, what is up with the wig? Like, did they not have the real wig and they had to pull this one out? It's really weird looking.
Macho Man described it as his spring look.
It's very odd. Like, it's so not an upgrade.
It seems very bright, too. Like, I didn't realize his hair was that bright. Or his hair. The wig was that bright.
Man, a single leg takedown and almost like a dragon sleeper he was thrown on.
Doink is an awesome wrestler, that's for sure. Matt Bourne, anyway.
You think Kamala made the guy wear the tights, like his skirt?
Oh, could have been.
Like, yeah. Maybe Kamala's like a big joker in the back.
Do you, yeah. I was going to say no.
JR, are you enjoying Matt Bourne's Big Josh run in your 1991
I did.
WCW viewing?
Not as good as Evil Doink, though.
No, not at all. But Big Josh was good.
Now, when does he go to ECW? Is that in 94?
Yes.
I just finished watching the 93 ECWs, the ones that they have, because, you know, the network destroyed the original copies back in the day.
Peed on them.
Is that when he wore, like half his face was Doink?
Yeah, he was born again.
Yeah. Yep.
He had this awesome little crew. It was him, Shane Douglas, and Mr. Hughes. It's a cool little group.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's 94. Because he leaves here in, like, September. This wig is just ruined. As much as I love Evil Doink.
Yeah, this is not working.
He's got a bigger gut, too. I mean, is it possible Matt Bourne was not him for this 1 week? Because I feel like even his gut's bigger than normal. He's wrestling like Bourne, though. It's weird seeing Kamala be getting beaten down and getting rest holds.
Powers out of it there. Lots of chops. You know, I wonder if these guys had more than one match, because I remember a terrible match with these two, and this is... I don't think this is it.
Yeah, you getting into this one?
No, I'm not saying that. I just...
You're so excited.
I think maybe they had more than one match against each other, though. Maybe on a home video release they had a match or something.
Maybe this is a whole series of Doink Kamala matches.
Yeah, that's from 7.
Did you see this one in some house show, too? Is that what it is, May?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it was the semi-main.
The 52 DVD Kamala Doink collection.
Kamala Doink, the legacy.
You know,
I have locked up Scott, in a red box.
Scott, I think you were looking up this episode. Did you see if anything got cut out? Because we noted that this one was much shorter.
Let me see.
Yes, there was a the same video package from the previous week. It's nothing important. Same previous package from the previous week. The Michael Landon Awards. Hogan saying Vince was his hero, presented Vince with the Michael Landon Award of Honor. Vince accepted, talked about the work that was done by superstars for a child who had chronic pain or something. So it seemed like it was a pretty long segment. And it seemed like it was before the Andre thing, so. I don't know if that was, 8 minutes worth of chop time, but.
So all the stuff. So it looks like all the stuff that they meant to do this week, they did last week instead to fill that slap together episode.
Those chairs look like they're gonna hurt if he gets hit with it.
Yeah, right.
It's like a ballroom hotel. Oh, jeez. Hotel room ballroom chair. That chair may get my most 90s vote because I'm not really feeling much else.
Even the color of it.
I know, right? That chair is very 90s.
It's like weird beige or something.
Yeah. Maybe 1890s, though.
Doink won via countout after he gave Kamala a gift and Kamala got confused.
That already happened?
So this match is over already.
This match is already over.
Oh, so I probably did see the rematch after this tremendous build.
Kamal and his man breasts are chasing after Doink in his spring wig.
Oh, someone ripped his wig off. Did you see that? Someone like threw their hand out and knocked his wig off. He grabbed it the way as he was running.
It was his. That's why.
Oh, back to Todd and his swanky hammer pants. That is quite the ensemble.
Yeah, this is pretty 90s itself.
It's amazing to me that someone that's going to be on TV is like, yeah, this is what I'm going to wear. Like, that's just what 1993 was, this outfit here.
Yeah, we want you to look good. All right, I look good, man. Don't worry.
Yeah. And Poughkeepsie was much more into 1993 than this this crowd was here tonight. Back at the announce table, see if they went through. What is that shirt back there?
Is that a British Bulldogs shirt? What is that?
Right, I guess it must be.
Wow.
It has something to do with the Olympic Games.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
I saw it earlier on.
It's right up there, that lady's Coke bottle glasses behind Savage. I can't see them.
That Undertaker shirt behind her.
Oh, God, another guy with that awful shirt. That's like the fifth person that's worn that.
I can't imagine any wear that I'd walk around with that shirt on. They're like even trying to help us out here with 90s, just focusing in on the crowd. But
yeah, right? Nothing standing out, though.
Hey, we're making my wish. Something with the Rosati's and Bartlett here.
Should stab him right in the throat with a pen.
All right, Rob Bartlett's done. Just smother him, motorboating him.
If you guys order WrestleMania, none of these four will ever be on TV again.
Yeah, this is the go-home episode. Do you see the person with the Kamala sign?
I know. Looks like they just made it 5 minutes ago.
He's like, oh, crap, Kamala's out. Quick, give me a poster board.
That was a great sign.
You know what's worse? I think the moon's backwards, too. I think it's supposed to go in the other direction.
My tits are too close together. Bartlett's smitten. He's like screwed knobs in his fake kisses. I'm really going to plant one on her. Oh, he does. The Rosati's, baby. He's going to kiss all of them? Nope.
Macho Man liked it. Big thumbs up.
He can't do it. Only kisses one of them.
Yeah.
So the march to WrestleMania 9 would have Macho Man versus Yokozuna and Undertaker versus Bam Bam Bigelow would be the big matches on that show week later.
Better than anything we've seen in the last...
Which I'm guessing, like I said, was the real hard sell for the show. But still, 2 weeks out here, they're really dicking around quite a bit.
I'm surprised they don't have that.
On here?
Yeah, and here as and I'm not being that guy who's complaining about the network, but
no, like, me too. I don't really get why you wouldn't.
Oh, okay, it was a Sunday episode.
Yeah, I know they re-aired it the next night. I know that for sure.
A rematch from the last two guys at the Rumble.
Because it was always weird to me that they would.
So we just essentially didn't get Raw. We just got this again.
Right, they re-aired it on Monday.
Okay.
I can't remember if it was like the actual... I think it would have been like a cut-down version, because I think the actual one's 2 hours. So it's just like a splice together. Because I remember being sad that there was no new show the next night. It was a weird Monday. They used to do that a lot with primetime, too. They would show it on Sunday and then have no primetime. Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, that's about it for the show. So what are our categories here? Let's go through them.
All right, well, let's begin with most 90s.
I guess White Sox shirt guy. That's all I got.
Just because of the discussion that it sparked.
Agreed.
Yes. Okay. Best mullet?
The Rosati on the right.
Wow. Nice.
God, do we have one?
What's his name? Tony Rich's rat tail or whatever that guy's name
the
was.
The shave.
We don't even know which one he was.
Scott Rich, we'll call him Tony Rich Project.
I'll call him Chef Armstrong.
All right, we'll go Chef Armstrong's wounded duck.
It was Scott Rich, yeah. All right, so the wounded duck. Okay.
And nobody knows it but me. Wasn't that Tony Rich Project?
That definitely was the Tony Rich Project.
I know our closing song.
That was going to be nothing but a G thing. All right, and our grade. I'm going to go I'll go with a 4. JD?
Let me think for a second. I don't know. Reno Riggins really
this was
ruined
worse.
My
I feel
night.
Like this is worse than the other episode.
Yeah, it was.
And they had all their ended, ammo.
The show ended with Rob Bartlett kissing a Rosati.
Yeah.
I hate giving anything a 1 because I wasn't bored or offended. 1.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm with Jordan. 1.5. I mean, they actually had all their ammo this week, and this is what they lay on us. 2 weeks. Basically, the go home live show. And we get the shit storm.
Basically, the half point is for Doink's mat work, and that's about it.
Yeah. I'll go 1.5, too.
Okay.
Disappointing episode.
Raj?
I agree with Jordan and Justin. 1.5, that was terrible. And between the two of these, I feel like I've wasted 2 hours of my life.
Wow, I'm jacking the median up for this grade. And yeah, right. Billy?
I'll go 2. This was a very right. tough
so
two episodes.
4, 6, 4.
I'm actually looking ahead to see if we're going to get any better the next couple weeks.
We do coming up, I think.
So 10.5 divided by 5 is just
2.
Over 2.
2.1.
Yeah. Let's go 2, and that's generous.
And you really skewed the average there, Scott.
What did
I
you
really
give Scott, a 5?
I gave it a 4.
Oh.
I enjoyed the opener. It was fun.
So are we supposed to pick our match of the night? Isn't that what we do here, too?
We usually did.
Of the 2 episodes combined?
No,
yeah,
usually
do
show.
It for each episode. So
yeah. Yeah, but
the first one was clearly the Nasty Boys match, right? That
absolutely.
Had to be the match
of
the
night. Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll go with that.
And then this one,
holy cow.
The opener?
I don't even remember the opener.
What was it?
It was the Bushwhackers.
Terrible.
Bushwhackers.
We didn't even talk about it.
I wanted Doink Kamala to be better.
I think I might give it to Doink Kamala.
It has to be.
Well, the opener, I don't think, was awful. We were just bullshitting a lot about it. Demian Demento and Repo Man is a pretty cool heel team. I'm going to go with that as my choice.
I think if Riggins was dressed differently, I might give it to Tatanka and Riggins.
I'm going with JR. I'm taking that Demento Repo opener. I thought that was pretty swank.
I'll
anybody
go
else
Kamala
takes that match, it covers
Kamala
it.
And Doink here.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Doink and Kamala.
All right. Ooh. Willie, you're the tiebreaker. Right.
Tiebreaker. So go with the tag title match.
Yes.
No, I didn't care for that at all. I'm going to go with Kamala Doink.
All right.
The Bushwhackers, the entrance was just forever.
Yeah, that's not the match. No, that's fine. Kamala Doink is fine. I mean, the early parts of that match
cave.
Were actually pretty good.
I'm
no,
not
you don't have to.
I'm not caving.
You don't have to. That opener, the opening of Doink Kamala was good. I like the, and then it just degenerated from there. But all right, that's it. We're done with this for another month or so. We'll be back here. Jordan, thanks for pinch hitting for Chad Campbell. Appreciate that there. And that's it. Visit PlaceWeNation.com. Scott will be back, like we said, Wednesday, Kevin Kelly show on the main event. And the next Monday, you and I are back together for Backlash 03. So we'll chat about that then. So until then, we'll all head out. Everyone take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Take it easy, everyone.
And nobody bye. Knows it but Roger.
Shut up, Reach.
Oh, wait.
The Andrew Reach Project?
Yes. 12 minute soliloquy on.
How to not
on.
Shut up and.
Nobody knows it but me. Why didn't I say the things I needed to say? How could I let my angel get away? Now my world is just a tumbling down. I can say it so clearly, but you're nowhere around. Nights are lonely, the days are so sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you, and nobody knows it but me. Yeah. I carry a smile when I'm broken in two, and I'm nobody without someone. My heart is cold.
calling you, and nobody knows it but me. Well, how blue can I get? You could ask my heart, but like a jigsaw puzzle, it's been torn all apart. A billion words couldn't say just how I feel. A million years from now, you know I'll be loving you still. The nights alone,
nights alone,
days are so sad,
so, so sad.
I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you, and nobody knows it but me.
Yeah.
Nobody knows it but me.